Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Tim Shea is in. Toby's on Rami's show today. I'll be with Toby today around 4:30. Chance for us to reacclimate with each other. I do miss the Tobster.
He'll be back tomorrow.
Okay.
I think.
You guys, just as long as one of you are here, I don't...
Okay.
Just somebody be here.
Someone will be here.
So I thought this would be fun because I think there's a few people, maybe you've checked your phones already, but there's a few people that are listening right now, not aware of what happened in the Brewers game last night, and I am one of them. So here's what happened. I watched the game in bed, and I fell asleep in the fourth inning. They were up 2-0. The bases were loaded. Tyrone Taylor's at the plate. I fell asleep. I've got Tim Shea here who did the postgame show. We're talking to Tim Allen at 7. So obviously, scored in that inning, yes?
No.
Bases were loaded?
No.
Fourth inning. Outs.
No outs.
Tyrone Taylor up?
Correct.
They scored?
No.
You know what's funny is, now that I'm thinking about it, I remember I came back too with the TV on. It must have been the 10th inning, and the bases were loaded again, and there were no outs. So
you were not having a dream.
Clearly, they won, right?
No.
No. So they had the bases loaded twice yesterday.
Don't get me started with that second one.
Bases loaded twice.
Yes.
And they didn't score in either occasion.
Correct.
And they had two early runs.
Yes.
And that was all the runs they got.
All the runs they got.
And the game went to extra innings.
Mm-hmm.
And then in extra innings, they had the bases loaded.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened?
2 for 13 with runners in scoring position.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, truthfully, I did fall asleep in about the 6th.
Okay.
I caught up. Facebook is some great, the one good thing Facebook still does.
Got the first Clownsel comment last night.
Oh,
that I actually
in
saw.
With Clownsel?
That I actually saw.
Yeah.
And that I had to deal with.
So. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I caught up on the highlights, and I'll just tell you that the from what I understand, the Padres chipped away as much as you can chip away at two runs. And then in extra innings, the Brewers had bases loaded again. Who hit the chopper? Because then they went home with it and weren't able to score any runs. The fourth inning was crazy because the bases were loaded and then they had two outs, but then Colton Wong came to the plate and I thought he hit a ball that was up the middle. I thought that was going through, but Jake Cronenworth had his number all night for the Padres. Apparently when you hit there, Padres announcers call it the Crone Zone.
I did hear their replay of that on the Padres side.
yeah, Wong hit it into the Crone Zone.
Okay,
and so the Brewers, the Brewers lost. So you guys, I mean, you did the post game show.
Frustrating game.
So this is crazy because you did the post game show. Tim Allen did it, obviously, and he'll be here in about an hour. I told Tim you could sleep in. I'll talk to you later. He said, absolutely not.
Nope.
You, I just assumed, would be here. You're a go-getter. I thought you'd be here. I thought you'd be sleeping here.
It was close. I left the building at 2:10.
You left the building at 2:10?
Yes. We got off the air at 1:48.
Okay.
Had to do some finishing stuff up here, put the podcast up.
Of course. You
know, people want to listen to that at 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. Never know.
Or right now. Maybe they're like, screw these two.
Yeah, let's go. I want to go listen to Tim.
Yeah, which is totally fine.
It is. So got that up. Walked out of here. Got home. 119 downloads already from the post-game show.
Wow.
Between 2 and 6.
Jeez.
Got home at like 2:30.
Okay.
Fell asleep probably about, let's just say 3.
Okay.
Woke up at 5:15, and here I am.
Was it worth it?
No. I just should have stayed here.
Yeah. That's like an extra hour of sleep you could have got.
Yeah. Nah, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows with sleeping? And again, I get very picky when it comes to...
all you told me yesterday is you need a fan.
Yeah. I should have brought my stuff just in case.
Or you put your phone on and there's an app, or you just play fan on YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, I could have blared the station sound, and that would have actually probably been...
You didn't take me up on my suggestion. There's a room where you can nap.
I know.
Yeah, okay.
It's fine.
All right. Well, Brewers lost, I imagine, and we'll talk to Tim in about an hour, but I imagine he was pretty frustrated.
Yeah, just the lack of offense and the opportunities that they had, again, in the 10th and, the 6th?
Yeah.
5th? With the 4th?
4th inning, 10th inning, bases loaded twice.
And you failed to score one run.
Kind of a bummer. Also, Trent Grisham has not been good this year. He's hitting after last night. He's hitting 157, but he seemed to be a thorn in the Brewers' side last night, too, where that safety squeeze that they put on.
I swear, if I see another team bunt on us, I'm going to start throwing stuff.
Yeah, so it was not maybe the greatest game. The thing about these games is,
well,
if you stay up for them, you definitely – there's certain games of the year where you feel like they need to win a little bit more than, you know, they need to win. But there's some games you're like, if I'm going to invest in this, they got to win this baseball game. And if you stayed up last night, and you're with us now live, kudos to you. I mean, that's incredible. You're a diehard fan. You got to get up. You know, life doesn't stop or start for nobody. You got to keep going with the machine. But if you stayed up last night, it's like, it's a big difference. You're a little less tired if you stay up for a win. But if you stay up for a loss, especially, you know, it's a big game. I mean, the Padres are very good. These two teams could be playing for a tiebreaker later down the line.
It had that playoff feel.
Oh, yeah, it definitely did. Fourth inning, when they didn't convert on the chances with the bases loaded, that crowd was nuts.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded playoff-like.
31,000, I think they had.
Not that American Family can't get like that, which I think, you know, in the right situation it does, but it just felt like they even said it on the broadcast that, wow, you had the bases loaded up two, and all of the momentum changed. Because when you get out of that jam like that, suddenly, when you have the bases loaded and there's no outs and you're down two runs like the Padres were, you're assuming you're down four runs. You're assuming that, you know, some way, somehow, a run's going to play, maybe another one. Let's just, you know, try not to make it 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, maybe worse. When you can get out of that inning with just two runs, well, then it's a completely different story. So excellent stuff there from the Brewers or from the Padres last night for them. But, you know, tough for the Brewers, tough situation. So they lose, and now they got to do it again. Late night tonight. Are you in again tonight?
I am in again tonight.
Okay, but you're not.
But
here
I'm
tomorrow.
Not here tomorrow.
Okay,
but maybe I'll just come in just for the heck of it.
You know, I don't. The more the merrier. You know, anytime. The more the merrier.
The Bart and Toby show.
Bart and Toby, Tim. You know, it'd be nice to have a full cast of people for
it
once.
Would.
You know, but you build with the tools you have.
I'm needed elsewhere this week. So
oh, okay.
I'll be with Rami later and. Back with you on Fridays.
So. Oh, look at that. Excellent. 3-2, Padres over the Brewers. Council after. Clownsel after.
There were so many kind of turning point moments, big moments in that game. Which one do you kind of stands out as the one that ended up changing the game?
Well, every moment matters. So, I mean, I think every moment has an impact on the game. I think, look, we loaded the bases twice and with nobody out and didn't score. That's you know, runs that we didn't capitalize on after really good scoring opportunities. So that's, you know, that's our chance to score more. We caught a bad break on a ball that hit the pitcher's foot. That probably would have got through. So, yeah.
What about that play that Cronenworth made on, I think it was Cole's hit?
Yeah, I mean, that's good baseball. I mean, they made a play there, and, you know, anytime a team makes a play, you know, you tip your hat. They made a play to keep runs off the board.
For Sanchez, I mean, that's a tough spot coming up and being there, but still, like, he kind of...
Well, I thought he pitched well. I mean, he got the ground ball out to the left-handed hitter, and then he got, you know, we loaded the bases, and he made a really good pitch to Kim to get soft, weak contact, and fortunately, the next guy, got enough of the ball and got it over the infielder's head.
It's got to be a guy you trust to throw strikes in that spot, right?
Yeah, I mean, we just, you know, it's what hitters do you want to face, really. You know, and any contact hurts you, so that's what hitters do want to face.
Any update on Hunter?
It's a hamstring strain. We're going to get an MRI tomorrow, and we'll assess after that.
Was it on the run scoring play?
Yeah.
What do you think of the way Hauser pitched tonight?
Well, he was really good. I thought he pitched really, really well. Six strong innings after a tough, challenging first inning. Really, really was efficient. Did a nice job in the fifth, kind of just managing that inning and only giving up one. Came out and threw a really good sixth inning. So, job well done.
Twice you talked about Machado, how dangerous he can be in two spots.
Yeah, I mean we got him out. You know, that's twice with men on base and a chance for him to do some damage and, you know, really, you know, kind of end the game. And our pitchers did a great job with him.
Hosmer taking second base, did that make it a no-brainer to put Will on too?
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of the expected to have, you know, that was their choice that they had. And so I wasn't surprised to do that, yeah.
Okay, we're just trying something new today. I'll just enlighten everybody. We put that through a filter where the audio goes from normal audio to the filter is make it sound like it's the worst thing that ever happened in the world. What is going on here? What, I mean, it's a loss in May. It's not a playoff loss. It's not like nobody's dead. What is going on with that audio? Council sounds sad. The reporters, I mean, everybody that you heard, big fan, but everyone's like, oh man,
one that got game that got away. B, they're probably tired.
On the West Coast?
On the West Coast.
I don't know.
C, Andrew McCutchen after the game. No video of this, but you know how players usually just, you know, whatever, the loss, they'll go back out there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Andrew McCutchen said, you try to not be hard on yourself about it, but you just know those are the type of games that we have to win. We just let that one get away from us.
Does that seem a little extreme?
This is one that they wanted.
Look, I'm somebody that...
And I think he's upset with himself because all he had to do was hit the ball past the pitcher.
Yeah.
And he didn't. They turned a 1-2-3 double play.
Yeah. Look, I think that every game matters as much as the next game. You know, a game in May does matter as much as a game in September, standings-wise. They all count the same. So that I agree with. I'm worried if they're going to start taking games and losses this hard like that now, I don't think that's good long-term for the – now, this could just be a one – now, maybe I'm overreacting to an overreaction. But if they're gonna react like this, so somber, so sad, so like I mean, again, it counts as much as the last game of the season, you know, and maybe we get down to that point and it's like, oh, if they win tonight, this happens. If they lose and this happens, oh, I really wish we would have had that one on May 23rd. I really wish, you know, maybe it gets to that point. But baseball, one of the things with baseball is it is a long game. It is a marathon. You know, it is not a sprint. So if you're on like the seventh mile of your marathon and your time's a little slower than your mile pace, you can't like harp on that. You got to go. You've still got, how long's a marathon? I've never run 26.2. Oh, yeah. You know, I know that. Bumper stickers. So you've got, you know, 19 miles to go here. You can't be all downtrodden. Now, it's, you know, it's on the other hand, it's good that players care. You know, we're always like, well, I care so much, and why don't the players care? It's good the players care. But, man, it just seems a little like, yikes.
They just let one go. That's
I guess wound's still fresh. Maybe they wake up today. You know, they're in San Diego, sunshining.
And the injury bug's getting them a little bit.
Injury bug's getting them. We'll hear the latest on Freddie Peralta, because that, I think, we thought, oh, okay, IL, maybe he'll come back, you know, mid-June, end of June. That's going to be a lot longer than that. And then we'll talk more about this Hunter Renfro situation, which that kind of popped up out of nowhere. So suddenly the Brewers, you know, last couple days I'm saying, well, what does this team even need? You know, they're very good. Now, you know, you could use some reinforcements here as guys start to see the injured list. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Tim Shea. Much more on this one. More of your reaction as well. 414-799-1250.
There were so many kind of turning point moments, big moments in that game. Which one do you kind of stands out as the one that ended up changing the game?
Well, every moment matters. So, I mean, I think every moment has an impact on the game. I think, look, we loaded the bases twice and with nobody out and didn't score. That's you know, runs that we didn't capitalize on after really good scoring opportunities. So that's, you know, that's our chance to score more. We caught a bad break on a ball that hit a pitcher's foot. That probably would have got through. So, yeah.
What about that play that Cronenworth made on when it was Cole's
yeah.
hit?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's good baseball. I mean, they made a play there, and, you know, anytime a team makes a play, you know, you tip your hat. They made a play to keep runs off the board.
The Brewers fall to the Padres last night. Craig Counsell bravely faces the media. What a very tough loss last night. They had loaded the bases in the fourth inning with no outs, weren't able to score. It happened again in extra innings in the 10th. And really a wasted opportunity. And I wonder now, 414-799-1250, are you, in fact, in the Dunn Club? After such a heartbreaking loss. Here's some of the tweets that we had coming into our account. Nick says, office was inexcusable tonight, brutal. Okay, that's a rational tweet. Thank you, Nick. Let's see. Monstars says, looks like the same offense ready to score 5 runs in the entire NLDS. Okay, yeah, I mean, we're still a little upset about that. I get it. Let's see. DR says, great managing by Craig Counsell. Miguel Sanchez is so bad he couldn't get little leaguers out. Okay, things are getting a little more aggressive online. Andrew says, welcome to the Brewers Summer Poop Emoji Show. Strap on in, the road to 83 wins. The Cardinals will be in first place by the end of this road trip. Brewers got exposed big time.
End of the road trip. Cardinals might be in first place by the end of this series.
I mean, whatever.
Did you see? They're up to their stuff again.
Well, I saw they had 18 runs the other night.
Well, they hit a walk-off grand slam to win the game last night.
Oh, who hit it?
No, I can't think of his name. It's
was it Goldschmidt?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, Paul Goldschmidt had a big night last night, and he has been red hot, and we are going to face him coming up.
For 4 games.
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, it's not going to be easy.
Turn that sad music back up again. We're going to St. Louis. We might be in second place. We've been in first place this entire season. Almost.
The 1-2. Goldschmidt hits it out to left, and this will do it. And he does it in grand style. It's a grand slammer. A walk-off grand slam. Goldie, the walk-off grand slam.
I think we peaked too early.
Best record through 40 games ever. It was gone too soon. The Brewers are 0-2 since they had the best record ever through 40 games. They are 0-2. The Brewers lost a winnable game last night, so that's where we're at today, and that's going to happen, right? I mean, I think they should be winning games that are in front of them, that they have opportunities, but you're not going to win them all, and you are going to take advantage of sometimes that you shouldn't have won. And, you know, right now I do think I don't ever like saying it's too early. You're in the season. The season is the season. And I think that's somewhere where Craig Counsell would agree. I mean, you can't even get this guy to say, what was the game-changing play? Right away, I knew this was going to be a fun conversation. Because Craig, he just won't ever.
No.
Let me play this again. Okay. He won't ever, like, what was the game-changing play? You would think, well, in the fourth, if we would have got a hit. No. Well, in the tenth, no.
There were so many kind of turning point moments, big moments in that game. Which one do you kind of stands out as the one that ended up changing the game?
Well, every moment matters. So, I mean, I think every moment has an impact on the game.
I mean, every moment.
Well, which one, Craig?
Well, give us a moment. You know, it's a fine question from Adam McKelvey there. You just give us a moment, and, you know, hard to do that. You guys can tweet in this morning at 1250 AM The Fan. You can call in 414-799-1250 as the Brewers again fall to the Padres. Brock says, I was going to say this yesterday. Brewers will be in second in the NL after the road trip. Hader with the unfortunate leave there. Renfro hurt. Peralta all out and a tough road trip. We have to remember if the road trip is bad, that a lot of guys are out. Yeah, the injuries are going to be a concern. So Hunter Renfro, that popped up late yesterday, obviously in the game where he slid and it looked like he got his hand caught, but then it's a right hamstring strain. I don't know how long that's going to shelve him for.
He said last night after the game that that obviously he'll get an MRI today and that it could be something where he's out 3 days or three weeks.
Okay, well, that's another big injury.
He just doesn't know.
Freddie Peralta, what is the official diagnosis on him?
It's like
patella tendon or something?
No. It's something with his shoulder, but it's not a rotator cuff. Oh, okay. He will be back at some point this year. But
is patella tendon in the leg?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know about muscles and body, and the only way that I learn is because every time a guy gets hurt, it's a new injury. Remember when we had to figure out what a trapezius was?
Well.
With Ryan Braun?
Yeah.
Ryan Braun. So Hunter Renfro, we'll find out what's up with him. Freddie Peralta, that one hurts. You knew that he was laboring a little bit, and I think Omar Narvaez, when he came out there, you know, he said, hey, don't be a hero. If you're hurt, you're hurt. You know, let it simmer for a little bit, get your rest, and then, you know, come back strong. I don't think when he got put on the IL right away that we thought it would be. Counsell called it a significant injury.
Posterior shoulder strain.
Posterior shoulder strain.
Yes.
Okay, so Counsell was asked, is that a rotator cuff? And he says, no, it's a posterior shoulder part. I mean, I don't know where these parts of the bodies are.
No.
You know? So, Freddie, that's significant. They said they don't need surgery or anything. It's this thing has to heal, and then he's got to recover, and they got to work him back up. But that's going to take time. So they expect him to pitch this season, yet it's significant. Where does your brain go? I go September. I mean, we might not see Freddie again
until at least 2 months.
Well, at least 2 months.
Two and a half.
When they say significant, you know, that's not just for a month or two. I think it might be a while before we see Freddie. And, of course, then what they'll want to do is make sure he's good to go and not get him out too early. Because he's got to recover this thing. Then he's got to rehab. Then he's got to, like, build himself back up. Building himself back up is probably another month. So I don't know if we're looking till August or September. So the other day I was talking about, hey, what do you do at the trade deadline? Where are the pieces that you could be looking at? Because you can, I mean, trade deadline is a couple months away, but it was a year ago this week that they went and traded for Willy Adames. So if there's a need, you make that trade if you can find somebody to do it. But now you got Freddie out for a while, and then we'll see what's up with Hunter Renfroe. So suddenly the team getting a little banged up when it looked like they were in pretty good shape. John is in Franklin. John, hey, buddy.
Good morning, boys.
You stay up for that one?
No, but it falls right in the pocket of when I tend to wake up in the middle of the night. And there I wake up and Boxberger's in there getting in the crap, you know, giving up that double, that leadoff double. But he got out of it best he could. This is going to be a rough road trip. You just get the feeling, you know. You feel a lot better coming up, you know. It's a kind of a nightmare trip. Not a nightmare trip, but it's a rough trip to begin with. You know, you would have liked to come out of the box working from a win, but maybe tonight. These injuries are really, really starting to pile up a little bit here. We thought we could probably expend a pitcher in a trade to try to get some more consistent offense going. But fastball Freddie's injury could change that calculus. I don't think in this scenario we may have the luxury of working from a six-man rotation. If Renfro's out for any period of time, I mean, you're going to have to do something with that offense because I'm going to be nice. I'm going to say it's spotty. It's spotty. You know, when it's grooving, it looks good. But, you know, it's just they're struggling. They're struggling to score runs, Bart. And with this pitching that they have, this is a window of time that we may not see again in our lifetime. Well, at least I may not see again in my lifetime.
Oh, you'll outlive me the way I'm going.
With the talent that they have, the pitching talent, man, you know, there's a window of time here. Where they have control of these pitchers, and they need to make hay. They have to. Stearns is going to have his work cut out for him. It'll be pretty interesting to watch.
Thanks, Johnny. Have a good one.
You too, buddy.
Yeah, they made a couple more moves yesterday. They've got 37 on the 40-man, so they've got flexibility where they can bring some of these guys up. I know a lot of people are starting to offensively, you know, see if Bryce Terang could be close. Ethan Small, in terms of a pitcher, if he could be close. Otherwise, the Brewers still have a five-man rotation and a pretty good one.
They're going to need another pitcher coming up. They have that doubleheader in Chicago on Monday, and you can't go bullpen right now.
No, and you get another guy on doubleheaders.
Yes.
Maybe bring up Small at that point.
I think you do. Tim Allen really thinks that. That's when he'll make his debut.
Make a debut. Does he stick then? You at least have the
ability
to...
Depends, I guess, how he does. Kind of like Ashby last year.
Yeah, because I think the Brewers, they got a five-man rotation now with Freddie out. But they want... I think they're, by design, they want a six-man.
They wanted that six-man all year.
It's not necessarily...
I don't like it.
It's more of a five-and-a-half man.
Yeah.
Because they've got Woody, Burns, Hauser, Peralta, and then they had Lauer. And then Ashby's kind of the swing, you know. He can pitch if they have a lot of days in a row without an off day. All right, we'll like chop it up here and kind of build in an off day for the other guys and put in Ashby. If there are off days, all right, Ashby can come out of the pen one day and, you know, still get his work in, still be on his schedule. But that's what they want. I think they do a good job of realizing, the Brewers do, just how long the season is, the battle of attrition. And they don't want to tire these guys out. They want to keep them fresh, especially on the pitching side. I'm talking about the pitching right here. They want to keep those guys as fresh as they are in May, as they are in August, as they are, you know, come playoff time. So they kind of like that, and they have the ability to do it. I mean, all these guys are pretty good. So if Ethan Small is somebody that might come up and fill in that role, we'll see. But definitely, I think a lot of us are trying to, you know, with these injuries especially, we're wondering, well, what could be next here? Where is there somebody else that – you know, can fill in one of these roles. They've got the room on the 40-man roster to do it. Is there a free agent out there that they sign? Is there a trade that they swing? Phones are probably a little busier with Matt Arnold and David Stearns. I'm not expecting anything groundbreaking here in the next, you know, week or so. But there's definitely, you know, room to maneuver and maybe a reason to do that with some of the injuries.
So we're not going to get Chris Bryant?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I would say Bryce Harper might be a little more likely.
Juan Soto?
Juan Soto you could look at.
Toby would love that.
No, he would not love that. Ann, let's check in with Ann. What's up?
Yes.
Hey.
Oh, it's great to know that even on days where I cannot even listen to the game because I have to be up at 5 a.m., the base is loaded once but twice.
Yeah.
With zero outs. And
yeah, fourth
anything?
Inning and in extras, too.
Okay, as I said on my previous call, it's great because I don't even have to get excited about it because I know they won't do anything.
Well, that's one way to look at it, Ann.
Well, you know, if I lower my expectations, I won't be disappointed, will I?
You know, I was kind of bummed because I did fall asleep. They were up 2-1. And then I checked the phone right away and watched the highlights right away in the morning before the show. And I saw the update that they had lost. I thought they were going to win last night. I was disappointed.
Can you guys just go into detail of why they continually don't do that? I don't fail to these golden opportunities.
Well,
no
runners
out,
in scoring position. That's the mystery, yes. Ann. If we could do that, we would be in that clubhouse.
Okay, thanks. I just wanted to vent. Okay.
That's what we're here for. Vent anytime.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right, thanks, Ann. 414-799-1250. You figure it out why they can't hit with runners in scoring position. You'll be wearing a Brewers jersey in that dugout in no time. I'd buy one.
Would you buy a me jersey?
Yeah, Shay.
I have one.
Oh, a personalized jersey?
That they gave one to me after I left.
Oh. How long did you work there?
13 seasons.
13 seasons. Wow.
I saw a lot of baseball.
Yeah.
Some bad baseball and some good baseball.
Do you miss it?
No.
No?
No. I mean, I was there on Sunday. Kind of for the first time.
You like being on the other side, just talking about this team, pretending like we know more than they do.
Exactly.
While sitting in the confines of a studio?
Yes.
The Lakeland University studios, I might add, where you can earn co-op credit for work experience at lakeland.edu. You'd rather be here?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Ron is in Rome. What's up, Ron?
Yeah, hi. You know, I'm not in the Dunn Club, but I'm not going to be talking about being the World Series winners. The same as last year. We have great pitching. It's frustrating because you do feel like it's another Aaron Rodgers thing where we have a window of opportunity and we're not pulling the trigger on like a free agent. Last year, the Cardinals signed Nolan Arenado when they needed a free agent. His WAR is 2.5. Andrew McCutchen's WAR is minus 0.1. Hunter Renfro is our best WAR, and he's 1.2. The Cardinals have three guys above 2. So they needed a hitter, and they got it. What are we waiting for?
I mean, we got Renfro, and who else did we sign? Renfro and McCutchen.
And then we have Jace Peterson playing third base, who is exceeding my expectations. I mean, he was hitting like 96, and at least his WAR is actually one of the better ones on the team now, 0.9. So, I mean, you looked at WAR before, but if you just look at that column on
WAR is my favorite stat, wins above replacement.
Yeah, I mean, it's a no-brainer looking at that the Cardinals are going to win their division.
Oh, Ron, I'm not ready to go there.
Well, I mean, especially if you said that if they had equal pitching staffs, they weren't, you know, that's why we have a better pitching staff. But, I mean, you look at if you are like, what's wrong with our offense? Look at that. And the batting averages.
Oh, yeah, those are terrible.
Everybody still makes all the analytic people, like batting average doesn't mean anything. I'm like, yeah, it doesn't, but it seems like all the people that have a good one have a good offense. And I haven't, you know, I like these late night games, I don't listen to them. But I heard the Nationals beat us with small ball in that last game. Now, these guys do. Yeah, I mean, back in the day, Billy Martin times, if you had bases loaded, you were getting at least two runs. And Brewers have repeatedly over the years, it's got nothing with bases loaded and no outs.
Hey, I'll defend batting average. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it, buddy. People always want to run away from batting average and say OBP. Okay, like Colton Wong, he's got a .226 average, and his on-base percentage is .310, which tells you he's at least drawing walks. Okay, well, walks only get you one base, man. I want hits. I want extra base hits. That's why you might want to look at slugging percentage, too. He's only slugging .380. I mean, that's your leadoff guy some days. That's not good.
Are we going to do this again? Or I have to pull up the rankings and go through them.
Of the offense?
Yes.
Yeah, but the offensive rank, I mean, what do they...
Compared to other teams.
Yeah, but it's skewed. They get all these big run, big innings against these crappy teams. What does that do?
Do you think that week where we hit the ball like crazy and scored a bunch of runs was an anomaly?
I think they have a better offense than we give them credit for. And to your point, if you go and look at rankings, you know, they're up there. I think the problem is they have been bad with runners in scoring position, and they've been bad at that for years. This recipe of the Brewers, look, we're a long way away from, you know, Braun and Fielder mashing and the pitching being terrible. That's not Brewers baseball anymore. What it is the pitching is very good and the hitting is there. They just don't show up in key moments. And what do you pin that on? To Ann's question, well, do you pin that on the hitting coach? The hitting coach is now that we have. Do you pin that on an organizational philosophy of plate approach? Do you pin it on counsel? Do you pin it on the players? I mean, I think that last night, well, last night, if you're just kind of finding out about the 3-2 loss or if you stayed up for it, I think that last night would be a, like, time capsule Brewers game from this era. You play a team, you have many chances, it looks like you're going to win, you get a great performance out of your pitcher. Hauser last night, 6 innings, 1 earned. Man, Adrian Hauser. This guy's good. Okay, he's got 2.98 ERA. This guy's good. And at arbitration, you can't even pay the guy $3 million. You got to pay him $2.4 million. I don't know. 414-799-1250. Back in 2 minutes here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
12:50 a.m. The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Tim Shea. Tough loss for our boys in blue last night. It's a little easier to watch these games, especially losses, when you enjoy yourself at the fourth base restaurant, National Avenue, near the stadium. This is a great spot to go prior to the games. It's a great spot to go after the games if you just want to go during the games, you know, especially you want that feel. That kind of baseball feel, gathering feel on a road trip. This is a good week to do that. Good afternoon game coming up on Wednesday. Great spot to maybe grab some lunch after work and catch a few innings. Fourth base, they're on National. And if you want to catch like a dinner, a lunch, I mean, they've got food that is going to satisfy those cravings. It's a sports bar feel, right? You go in there. It's the Horseshoe Bar from Major League. They picked it. It's a great kind of place to watch baseball or any sport, really. But then the food, there's a deli case in there. And I still remember the first time I saw it. I was like, what is this doing in here? It looks so delicious. This is like food that I think I would have to dress up suit and tie for. I mean, some of the best steak that you're going to find. Steak sandwiches are great. The burgers are great. The seafood options are great. And it's very delicious. And it's a good atmosphere. And it's a great place to go and watch the game. So check it out, man. Delicious food to order right there for you. Fourth base on National. And a great spot, especially during, before, after the games, even on off days. Basically, go in there anytime. And I am going to take Tim Shea there. And this is big news. I will take you there. I will pay for you. I will accommodate you. I will put you on a 2-drink maximum.
Thank you.
In terms of what I pay.
And then I'm on my own.
And then if you want to
exceed that,
taste some more. They've got a nice local tap selection, and they've got Leap Vodka down there if you want to get in on some of that. Bolferding, if you want some Bolferding beer. So I'll get you two, and then you go nuts. You do you. Fourth base on National. Brewers fall last night 3-2. Brett's in Tosa. What's up, Brett?
Morning, Bart. Tough loss last night. I mean, anytime you get to the seventh and you're up 2-1 or up at all, those are games you got to win. But you're gonna have those over the course of the season. So, I guess I feel a lot of negativity this morning in regards to the offense, and I just completely disagree. You know, if you look at ranks in the NL. The Brewers are, I want to say, third in OPS, which obviously takes into account on base percentage and slugging. And then in runs, I want to say they're fourth and fifth. And I think this offense has been a lot better. And you have guys like Colton Wong. You just mentioned his numbers. He was bad the first month of the season, but he's been a lot better. I think he's only going to get better. Caller referenced Jace Peterson, who I like Jace Peterson coming off the bench, but he's pretty much been an everyday player for most of the season for you, and that's not his role. So once Willie gets back and Urias slides back over to third, that's going to be huge. And I guess the one thing I will say is one of your callers mentioned runners in scoring position. And I mean, there's no excuse for last night having the bases loaded two times and not getting them in. I mean, that's why you lost the game. So that they need to take advantage of those opportunities. But this offense has been a lot better this year.
What? How dare you call in to a sports radio show with a rational observation?
Yeah, you know, I just don't love the negativity around the Brewers. I think I mean, this is the golden era of Brewery baseball.
I mean, well, I think I'll tell you what it is, Brett. I think it's just like when we see a game like this against a good team, our brain transports ourselves back to the series against the Braves or maybe these other series that we've played in the playoffs, or it transports ourselves ahead. And the concern is that if the Brewers fall short again, it will be because of runners in scoring position in the offense. And so they could, like, they could dominate and dominate and dominate, but then if they lose a close game like this, that kind of sticks with us more, I think.
Yeah, I get it. And I know you're going to have people calling in saying that, they haven't done anything for 4 years. I'm not going to believe in them. Well, it's so hard to win in baseball in the playoffs. I mean, it's pretty much a flip of a coin every series. And, I mean, 18, they were a game away from the World Series. 19, they had the Nationals beat, and they had an error and a bloop hit off of Zimmerman, off a Hader. 20, I mean, they didn't deserve to be in the playoffs in 20, so you can write that one off. And then last year, I mean, the champs beat them. I mean, the Brewers didn't play well, but I'm not chalking it up as the Brewers choke in the playoffs. I mean, they've been there 4 years in a row, and if they're able to keep getting there, one of these years they're going to break through. I'm enjoying the years of the Brewers right now, and I don't like the negativity around the team. So,
well, I'm with you, Brett. Good call, buddy.
Thanks. Talk to you guys later.
That's Brett calling in with a measured take on sports radio.
I can't wait for Tony from Texas to call bash about Mark Antanasio.
Like he did yesterday.
Antastacio, as he calls him.
Oh, wow.
And then,
why don't you tell him that to his face?
And then Al call in after that. So
yeah, we had a little bit of Caller Wars yesterday. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Caller Wars yesterday featured Tony in Texas against Al in Cedarburg. You can always catch the podcast. I think we highlighted that in the 9 o'clock hour. So you can always catch that there. I think with the other thing with the Brewers, too, that one thing I want to press stop on is there's a concern that the Brewers are going to fall out of first place this week. I think that that is a waste of energy if you are worried about that. Now, yesterday I did just say I expect this team to be in the lead in the NL Central the rest of the time, and it's almost a given, and the lead is 2, but I don't think we need to be like freaking out if we're not in first place yet. Okay. I think everything is just fine. The Brewers, I mean, I'll even go like they're going to be a playoff team and they're going to win the Central. They're going to win the Central. And maybe I shouldn't say that so definitively, but that's where I think.
You going to put a chair out
for the Brewers?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I can't put chairs downtown anymore. Because every spot I want to do, it's a concert venue. You like that announcement yesterday?
Yeah.
Bucks are going to have a concert venue right next to Fiserv.
And now, no. It's, sure, another concert venue.
I mean, beggars can't be choosers, right? We want the downtown to grow. We want it to be great. We want more people to come. Peter Fagan expects that 200,000 people are going to be coming annually to these shows. They've got a concert hall for about 4,000 people. They're going to have another one for about 800, which can also be used as weddings. I mean, that'll be a nice space. You know, I got married at Lambeau Field, okay? People can get married right next door to Fiserv and take their little pictures next to the Bucks and next to the Giannis mural. They can go downtown and, you know, you can really vibe it up, man. And I'm a Bucks fan and wear my jerseys over my tuxedos and stuff, man. Although we did not, I want you to know, I'll say that I got married at Lambeau, so you're like, oh, what a Packer fan. We got married because it was the best space in Green Bay.
Okay.
Which is where we were getting married. In Green Bay. So that's why. It's not like our chairs were, you know, I didn't have a green and yellow tie. There was like nothing Packery about the wedding. It was just at Lambeau. Okay?
Yeah. No, that's really cool, actually.
We didn't like wear jerseys.
You didn't, yeah.
Onto the march.
Did you go do the Lambeau Leap? You know that thing that they have, the wall and the statue. Was that there yet? Or
no, I don't think that was there.
Okay.
Plus, the day we got married was minus 4 degrees.
Oh.
So he,
a winter wedding.
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. Okay.
Yeah. We took pictures in the bowl, but it was so cold.
Yeah.
So that maybe we didn't get enough pictures as we would have liked, but, you know, whatever. So this concert spot, it was announced on Friday that they're going to have a concert spot downtown, like near Marquette, near the interchange, and also a soccer stadium. So you got another concert venue. You, of course, have Summerfest. You've got, you know, Riverside and Pabst, and you've got Turner Hall, and you've got all this stuff. Fiserv obviously holds concerts. But I think once this announcement came, then the Bucks, this was the initial place that was going to be next to Summerfest that they then had. Now it's part of the Bucks instead. So, I don't want to, if people want to make the downtown, a lot of times something comes downtown and instantly it's complaints.
Well, I was going to say something, but I think I'm going to hold off.
Is it parking?
No. It has to do with the events of last week, 2 weeks ago. And
what?
Downtown's been very quiet since that Friday.
What are you trying to do?
No, I'm just saying. Will people go?
Oh, downtown's been quiet like no one's going there?
Yeah.
Oh, not like there hasn't. I thought you meant quiet like there hasn't been a shooting in a week.
No. Like, it's been quiet.
Really?
Yeah. Like the last couple of weekends.
Yeah, I think that if the Bucks were still in the playoffs, the Deer District would be back at full strength.
You think so?
I do.
Okay. I kind of do, too.
I do.
I do, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
but just, it's.
I went downtown yesterday.
Did
to
you?
The Admirals thing.
Oh, yeah.
Saw Roscoe.
Did you take the boy?
Took the boy. He was very scared of Roscoe at first. And then when we left, sometimes he'll be like scared somewhere. And then when we leave, it's all he wants to talk about and do it again. So he made me drive by the inner. Well, he made me. He's 2 and a half. But he made me drive around the block because he still wanted to see him. He's like, hey, who's that guy? That was Roscoe. I want to see him again. So we drive by, honk. I want to see him again. The drive by, honk. And then at some point, it's like, I got to be a dad
it's
here.
It's entertaining for him.
Oh, yeah. But I want a T-shirt. And he won a cowbell.
Nice.
So the Admirals are just kind of doing a prize giveaway, ticket giveaway thing. Yeah,
today, too.
Red Arrow Park, yep. 11:30 to 1:30.
You
going to
go back?
Today?
Yeah. Maybe get a chance to win some tickets?
Well, I was there yesterday.
Yeah, you go back today.
What if they're like, hey, you were here yesterday?
I don't think they will.
Should I wear a disguise?
Maybe. Maybe do like Bobby Valentine glasses.
Yeah, I'll just wear a Groucho Marx mustache and glasses. 414-799-1250. We'll get back to you guys here in a little bit. Tim Allen gonna join us. So I got Tim Shea here who got 3 hours of sleep.
It's just a continuation of last night's post-game show.
And that's fine.
You can play the music to open the next hour. How about that?
I don't like Ted Nugent.
Well, who does?
414-799-1250.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!